Hello, welcome to the talk from Lubos about the year of the Linux virtual desktop. Please a round of applause for Lubos.
Yeah, hi, I'm Lubos Sawnetsky. I'm at Collabora. And today I'm going to present about XR on Linux in general, in open source, and the Linux desktop in VR. So mostly related to my work. And thank you all for attending, for your interest in my work, and also thank you for FOSDEM for having me and considering me for the main track. This is my third FOSDEM, but it's the first time when I speak, so I hope it won't be the last time. Usually I don't put up the date on my slides, but today's date is so nice. It's a palindrome, so you can read it both ways. And it's the same in American and in normal notation. So so this is me with a funny headset. It's an AR cardboard phone holder headset. If you have any complaints or questions about the talk, please contact me on email or Twitter. So I will start with a brief crash course about what XR is, what kind of terminology we have there. Maybe I should start with asking you how many of you have ever tried AR or VR before? That's plenty, that's nearly all of you. How many of you did that on Linux? Okay, that's way less. And how many of that people that did that on Linux did that on a completely open source stack? That's even fewer. Maybe nearly none. And this is where we are working on right now, currently. So I hope that this year, 2020, will improve the situation. There are some factors that will help with that. But let's first start with this nice diagram. It's by a guy called Milgram from 94. So VR is actually quite old already. And on this spectrum, we have the real world, the world we are in right now, on the left side, and the completely virtual environment on the right side. And in between, there are some steps. So augmented realities, for example, if you have virtual elements in the real world, like annotations for real objects, and then we can go to the completely virtual world, and on the way we found the augmented virtual reality. This is when you have, for example, camera feeds or 3D point clouds of real objects in the virtual world. And this spectrum was called mixed reality spectrum. The terms I have listed the terms here again, and a more prominent term nowadays is maybe XR, which is called X-reality or cross-reality. This is also what's the term that is used in the Kronos standard, OpenXR, for example. And this is the term I'm going to go with, because it just summarizes all of these combinations of realities, of inter-reality systems. And in terms of consumer-available headsets, I would just point out three categories we have there. For example, we have the simple phone holder headsets, which run the phone's operating system, which render on the phone, and you have simple lenses in them. These are the most accessible. These are what people mostly use. Most people had contact with them. Of course, you can get it fancier than as a piece of paper, but it's as simple as it can get. And of course, we have the PC-tethered headsets. That's something for the PC gamer enthusiasts. I guess they're also more hacker-friendly, since you can use your desktop, your regular Linux desktop, and use the device as ever you like, because you're root. On the right side, I will point out the standalone headsets, which are similar to the phone thing, but like built from the ground up, so you have an embedded computer in there, maybe in a belt, or maybe also integrated in the headset. And the lenses are better adjusted for the display in contrast to these phone holders, which are more generic. This is, for example, augmented reality headset with optical see-through, so you can actually see the real world. And if you want to do see-through on a device like that, you usually have a camera where you do video see-through. In terms of tracking, so tracking is the most interesting part, I guess, when it comes to XR. The rendering is more straightforward than that. For tracking, one prominent device that also is in your phones is an inertial measurement unit, so-called IMU. It's pretty cheap and it's pretty small, so this is an example how this looks. It has multiple sensors, so it has, for example, a gyro and accelerometer. It also has a magnetoscope, so a compass, but usually that's not used in terms because of error. It's a very high frequency sensor, so compared to the optical sensors, I will